Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Catherine Brown, and according to my bank, someone from your company has charged my credit card account, I know, two times in the amount of $59.89, and this is not an account I set up. The bank said this is on a reoccurring charge, and I need it stopped. And if you could refund those amounts, please.
May I start out by getting your zip code to locate the account?
Sure. It's 78216.
All righty. And you said your name was Catherine Brown?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Give me 1 second, Ms. Brown. Let me see if I can locate an account associated with you.
Sure.
You're more than welcome. Ms. Brown, are you the only one associated on the account? Is there anyone else's name?
No, I'm a divorced lady. I'm the only one on my account.
Alrighty, let me see if I can locate you by typing in your name.
All right, it's Catherine with a K.
Okay. I spell that Catherine with a K. I'm gone this morning.
That's okay. There's several ways to spell it, so I understand.
Okay.
It's Katherine.
Okay.
Initial G, and then Brown like the color.
Alrighty. Oh Lord, I'm just not here this morning. Alrighty, and let me see if I can locate this account associated with you. Ms. Brown, I'm going to give you an email. Do you have an email address?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I don't like using it because I don't have a computer to pull it up on. It makes it hard for me, but I can give it to you. It's lowercase letters kbrown_1947@yahoo.com.
Okay. That's the way I located you. Okay. And can you verify your address? Because the address I have on here has a different zip code.
Okay. I have two addresses.
Okay.
I have the address where my statements are mailed, and then I have an address where I'm located right now. The address where I am right now is 1156 State Highway A, Chaffee, Missouri, 63740.
Yes, ma'am. That's the address that it was located under, and I was able to find that account associated with you. And Ms. Brown,
okay.
I do see that you're canceled. You called in on January the 1st, and they canceled you and completely refunded you fully for the amount of $59.89.
Okay.
Yes,
all right, but I'm having problems with my card, and when the bank called and told me, they said that this was set up on a recurring a recurring charge, so
mm-hmm.
I would be charged again here in June for that amount.
You can't.
And I was just...
You can't be, because once
okay.
you made that cancellation, and it was done on June the 1st, and once that cancellation took effect, it was immediately. They canceled you as of June the 1st, and you were fully refunded the full amount.
Thank you. I was hoping that was what it was, but I just wanted to make sure it wasn't going to come up again, before the end of the month.
Correct. No, ma'am. You are completely canceled out of that. You don't have to worry about anything else.
Okay, I so appreciate your time. What was your name?
My name is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, okay. Ms. Brown.
Okay, Joyce, you've been very helpful, and I appreciate the time you gave me. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and I thank you for calling customer service, and please have a great day.
I will. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.